16 minutes past 8, the conflict between Seoul and Tokyo only seems to be deepening. Sparked by historical issues and now Japan restricting exports of key chemicals and materials to South Korea, going into effect today. The move apparently was in response to the Korean Supreme Court ruling last year against Japanese firms over wartime forced labour. Let's first invite Professor Yukiko Fukagawa from the School of Political Science and Economics at Waseda University to hear further from a Japanese perspective. Good morning to you from Seoul.
Oh, good morning to you.
So Japan's announcement of the ban, I mean, it does seem to target the tech industry here. These are materials used in smartphones. It came to a surprise to many people here, as well as the Korean Trade Industry and Energy Ministry, which said the restrictions violate international law. What is your feeling on that claim?
I think many trade experts and also, of course, the business related people have, complicated feeling, of course, this time, we are going to lose also from a business perspective. So it's a very uncomfortable decision. And policymakers even have a kind of sense of defeat that if we consider that we should be a fair player in a global world trade, that even G20, as well as hosted by Japanese government, committed.
Well, we'll come back to what can be done about this situation. But first, let's discuss a little further the materials themselves, because Japan is a major manufacturer of fluorinated polyamide, resist and hydrogen fluoride, accounting for 70 to 90% of the global market of those. I'm kind of surprised that Japan is such a concentrated powerhouse in these materials, because we often don't hear of Japan in the raw materials market being such a prominent player. Just how important is these, or are these industries, or this industry as a whole, if you want to group them together, to the Japanese economy?
Well, actually, in terms of volumes, these materials are very kind of niche kind of market. But the world market share by Japanese manufacturers are quite high. So that's it's not surprising for us at all. We've just give a lot of market share for not only Korea, but also China too, in terms of massive production type of productions, like especially in assembled products. But then we are pushed to go the upstream of the supply chain. So that's why in fine chemicals and several related materials, still we've been a kind of leading part in a global supply chain. So,
can you help us understand just how closely the manufacturing sectors of this country and Japan work together?
Oh, so after major semiconductor industries was kind of squeezed, many related firms, it used to be Toshiba or some other companies, because one time semiconductor itself was a very major industry in Japan, but it's taken over by Samsung's and SK's or whatever. So then those industrial sectors are substantially structured, have seen a structural adjustment, and then only the upstream site remained in Japan as the result. And now Korean counterparts have turned to be the major customers. So that's why we are also quite worrying about this situation.
Right, as
but
you
on
said.
The other hand...
No, please continue.
But on the other hand, those companies are not really concentrated on these goods. So they have diversified into other niche materials also. So even we have to give up Korean market, which is quite large, but still... that does not mean that those material producers is going to be hit so hardly or to go bankrupt or something.
Well, maybe that then is a factor that's given Tokyo the bold stance here to take this position, which seems to be a response to a Korean court ruling ordering Japanese firms to compensate victims of wartime labor. Although a Japanese trade ministry said to the media that it wasn't actually direct retaliation. It's difficult to know what else could have sparked this. What's your opinion on the separation of politics from economic matters?
Well, the thing is, both parties have failed to separate the politics out of economics or business. And we've been trying to separate this. And probably Korean counterparts might have a similar feeling, but they've just, well, from Japanese perspective, we've been constantly saying that if you're comfortable about the agreement many years ago, then let's have an arbitration committee as well as route in the treaty. So why not do that? But they're just postponing all the decisions, saying that we are discussing, we are considering. So this kind of sense of endless discussions has been very much irritated Japanese politicians.
Thank you very much, Professor Fukagawa, for giving the Japanese perspective to us this morning.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you very
much. Well, let's now continue the discussion. You might want to ponder whether the onus is more on Seoul or more on Tokyo, as we are talking about historical issues when we refer to issues entwining themselves between politics and economic matters. Is it up to Japan to disentangle them, or is it right for both sides to wait and kind of mutually meet that responsibility? Professor Che Nam-seok, who specializes in international trade at Chonbuk National University, and also joins us on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We can look at actually Korean outbound shipments falling for seven straight months in June by 13.5% due to this extended US-China trade conflict. How much of a blow is Japan's move, given how important the tech industry is here?
Semiconductor export could be hit very hard if Japan imposed export ban on three kinds of semiconductor materials against Korea, because Korea's import dependence on the three materials on Japan is about respectively 92%, 44%, and 94%. So I think if total failure to import intermediate inputs from Japan, it could significantly impact Korea's semiconductors' final production.
Production. Yeah, how would you compare the situation to the economic damage we saw when China unofficially retaliated over terminal high altitude area defense?
China's third situation is actually related with the demand side. So, for instance, because of the third situation, China's demand for Korean product was shrinking, and also the Chinese tourism to Korea reduced. However, in this case, the Japan's export ban measures could eliminate the import of intermediate inputs that are needed to produce Korean products. So it is actually a supply-side problem, because it could lead to a situation where Korean firms cannot produce final goods and export Korean semiconductors export to major countries such as the United States, Europe, and other countries, including Japan, may sharply decrease. And as a result, in the worst case, the foundation of Korea's main export industry may significantly damage and cause companies and industry to stagnate or regress.
Should the government here respond with trade sanctions against Japan, or perhaps should this be left to consumers to boycott Japanese products like automobiles?
I disagree that consumers boycotting Japanese automobile, because Korean consumers boycotting Japanese cars only exacerbate trade conflict between two countries. And it is not desirable for Korea to impose the same trade restrictions on China as well. So it will be, because it will be very wasting aspect for both countries and will not be profitable. And I think the best way or the better way is stopping trade protectionism. That is more desirable option. And Korea may persuade Japan that Japan's export ban may hurt Japanese company, Japanese exporting company as well. And at the same time, we may persuade other related countries like United States, EU, and other G20 countries that this Japanese ban may one way or another affect other countries as well. So we can make a situation, say, international public opinion, and then persuade Japan to stop trade ban as soon as possible.
Well, the trade ministry here has said it will be filing a complaint with the World Trade Organization, saying that this move actually goes against WTO rules, although Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says exactly the opposite. We are out of time now, but can you just very briefly tell us, is Abe right? Is what he's doing in line with the WTO?
No, it's not true, because Japan, they changes the export control system, and that changes in export control system is, many parts are knowing that, it is related with Japan's retaliation against the Korean Supreme Court's decision. So if this changes in export control system is related with political issue, then that is against the WTO rule.
So thank you for summarizing for us, Professor Choi Nam-seok. Good to have you with us on the line.